Now listen to part of a lecture on the same topic you just read about.
There's no doubt that turtle excluder devices are a great idea that must be used by every single shrimping boat. However, they are far from perfect and in need of drastic improvement, regardless of what the author in the reading may believe. First of all, TEDs are metal barriers that, in theory, don't allow anything more than 10 centimeters to pass through them. However, many small and mid-sized turtles are still constantly caught deep in the nets of trawls. Species like the leatherback and loggerhead turtles are smaller and unable to use the metal barriers to their advantage. It's also important to keep in mind that TEDs don't only exclude turtles, but there are instances where some lucky shrimp hit the metal barrier and escape the trawl. In order to reduce shrimp loss, and more importantly, their profits, many boat owners prefer not to use the device at all. When it comes time to drop the trawl in the open sea, shrimpers will simply remove the TED, and it's almost impossible for any organization to monitor these ships so far from shore. And, finally, it should be noted that many vessels that claim to be certified TED trawl users and have documents that claim that they comply with the rules of the shrimp turtle law actually have fake documents. You see, shrimping is an international business, and the documentation to be considered TED certified changes based on the country of the boat in question. With so much difference between countries, few people know when a vessel is holding a fake certification or a real one.
Now, answer the question. Summarize the points made in the lecture, being sure to explain how they cast doubt on the specific points made in the reading passage. You have 20 minutes to write.